Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the Daily Podcast 10-Minute Program. Chuck Moore speaks. What, then, is the appeal of the candidacy of Donald Trump? He's got the Republicans all tied up in knots. They're absolutely falling over themselves, criticizing and twisting in the wind. You've got the Democrats operating with the usual menu of scorn and ridicule. They just think it's so funny. Ha, 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 how could anybody follow him and take him seriously? It's the same menu that they used against Sarah Palin and against everyone else. I'm just waiting for the skits. They want to turn him into some kind of a stick figure, a laughing stock. So then why is it that Donald Trump is at the top of the Republican polls? He's ahead of all of the Republicans by several digits. What is it about him that's resonating with average people? I think that there's one main issue that separates Donald Trump, and in a way, it was similar to that which separated Sarah Palin, except Trump is a little more savvy and has a little bit of a bigger background, businessman and someone who has dealt in international trade and other issues. And that is that he doesn't talk like he has a Harvard accent. He doesn't talk in political terms where everything is vague, everything is couched, everything is doublespeak, everything is safe. He doesn't listen to people whispering in his ear and telling him, oh, you better not say this because you're going to offend this group. You better not say that. He speaks plainly. He speaks bluntly. He speaks what's on his mind, and he has a certain confidence in the way he speaks and what he says. But I think that when you get down to it, the real appeal is the fact that Donald Trump seems to be immune to politically correct speak. And I think that the American people are sick and tired of political correct speak. They're tired of seeing somebody being destroyed, having their career utterly ripped apart, having their life turned on upside down because they make a comment that might be deemed as somehow offensive to someone. They can be accused of having something against African-American men and women. They can be accused of having something against gays or Hispanics or some other group because of some little comment that they've made. You'll have all the smart people, all of the media pundits, jump up and down and look at the thing under a microscope and do reams and endless reams of analysis as they completely use this to bludgeon and destroy a person. That is, if that person doesn't genuflect to the left, of course. If the person is on the left, then they can be excused. I mean, it was rather recently that, for example, President Barack Obama was playing golf, and he had a very poor golf game. He said that he could join the Special Olympics. Paid any attention? Paid no attention. Never mind he insulted, handicapped people. If that had been a Republican, he would have been destroyed. But putting that aside, I think that people in this country are sick and tired of seeing day in and day out the media filled with stories that go on and on about somebody who made some kind of a comment that could be seen as slightly insulting to somebody who is in a protected class, whether it be a minority, whether it be gays, whether it be women, whatever. And they're tired of seeing people destroyed over this. They're tired of seeing this kind of divisive, angry politics. And they know in their hearts that the person that made the comment does not have anything against black people, does not have anything against gays or women. They're just expressing an opinion, and maybe that opinion might not be kind, perhaps, but it doesn't warrant destroying them and basically removing them from public life. Donald Trump has a certain immunity when he makes these comments, and he said something about the concern that a lot of people who are coming across the border illegally are raping women and are committing the kinds of crimes that we're not used to in this country, and that they're coming across from Mexico. people did not buy the usual media attacks and the left-wing attacks. Oh, he's got something against Mexican men and women. This is nonsense. I don't think anybody bought it. I don't think most Mexican people bought it. They understand that what he was saying is actually quite true. It's not an attack on Mexico. It's not an attack on the Mexican people. It's an attack on the fact that that undocumented illegal people in this country are often bringing or sometimes bringing in criminals. And that Mexico itself will admit that they're sending their criminals over the border, just like Great Britain used to do in the 19th century when they sent their criminals to Australia. So Trump speaks basic truths. I think he should have insulted John McCain's military record. I think that was wrong. And I think that he ought to stand up and say he misspoke and he made a mistake, and that would end it. You know, it would move on. I mean, it would get it over with. And I think people would be forgiving because they're tired of seeing somebody make these, be destroyed over these things. And after all, McCain, leading up to those comments, had referred to a rally in Phoenix, which brought out, I think, something like 10,000 people. He referred to these people as nuts. So, I mean, talk about insulting. He can get away with that because these people are not politically correct. They are standing up against the idea of illegal aliens coming across the border, which apparently, according to our establishment, there's something wrong with that, you see. That's being not good. They think it's good that people, assumedly, are coming over the border without being documented. They think there's something humane about that. So we are all to look at someone who criticizes it as a nut. And when you call someone a nut, we're saying that they're insane. You're marginalizing them. And in this case, you're marginalizing an entire group of people. So Trump doesn't back down from that. He's like, yeah, that's right. I said this and I mean it. And I think for that reason, Trump represents a sea change in the way politics is being handled in this country. It's like a wake-up call. People are realizing that we are not going to be bullied and bludgeoned and harassed into not speaking our minds and into being fearful that if we do so, we're going to be viciously attacked. And to my way of thinking, that not only resonates with people, but I think people admire it. So that, in my opinion, is the power of Trump's candidacy. Now, that doesn't mean that I support him for the presidency of the United States. Republicans, first of all, they ought to take stock of the fact that they should stop talking like mugwumps. They should stop, parsing every word and making sure that they're not offending this person and that, and they should start speaking basic truths. That's what people want to hear. That's what Ronald Reagan did, and that's why Ronald Reagan was elected twice with huge majorities, in spite of the fact that the mainstream media despised him and viciously attacked him day after day with cartoons and saying, oh, he was stupid and this and that. Richard Nixon attacked in the most ugly way, and he wasn't even all that conservative. Pictures of him looking like a rat, I mean, really the most vicious kind of propaganda. And he spoke his mind, and he was fine. Republicans need to take that lesson. And as far as Democrats are concerned, who are chuckling, oh, they think it's so funny, and they're chortling because they are convinced that this smear machine is going to work just as well as it's usually worked, they ought to be put on notice. Because I think that the American people are sick and tired of seeing other people ripped apart and accused of things that are not true. Everyone knows that Donald Trump has nothing against Mexican men and women or black men and women. It's ridiculous. Most Americans don't. This is a weapon that is only powerful because it's left in the hands of those who use it and it's recognized as a weapon. But if you stand up to it, like standing up to a high schoolyard bully, and you say, hey, I don't have anything against anyone. Actually, if you must know, you're the bigot. It's your policies that have created suffering and poverty in this country. It's your policies, and you're the ones who live in these lily white neighborhoods. Why don't you integrate your schools? No, you know, you stand up to them and reject it openly. And that's exactly what Trump does. He does it consistently on television, and he says, I'm not going to be pushed around and told by either Democrats or Republicans what to do, because this is serious business. We don't have the time, we don't have the patience to have people once again playing the usual game. Hillary Clinton is playing that usual game. She's sitting there with her smirk. Oh, I don't like the tone, Donald Trump. She doesn't like the tone? What is that really about? That implies the usual weapon. I mean, it's all couched. And he's got something against people. These are lies. They ought to be called out as lies. Trump is doing that. And I don't know how far he's going to go in terms of his candidacy. But it is having a bracing effect on the electorate. That's clear by the fact that he's polling in such large numbers. And I think that the Republicans ought to stand on notice and absorb this message and come out and be themselves. That was the problem with Mitt Romney. He was too nice. He was too genteel. He didn't know how to get in the ring and fight, because you're fighting with very, very dirty forces, and you have to fight back. Trump knows how to do that. So I say congratulations to Trump. He ought to be and is taken very seriously by average people. And liberal establishment media, who is telling us that he is some kind of a clown, we should just tell them to bug off. Anyway, I want to thank you for listening. You can check out my books. They're available at Amazon or Amazon Kindle. Just go there, put my name in the server, Chuck Morse, M-O-R-S-E. You can check out the television program, Chuck Morse Speaks, which is up on YouTube. And thanks so much. I shall return for the usual segment tomorrow. Thank you very much.